When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome in, everybody, to Fantasy Pros. This is the Fantasy Football Podcast. It is me, Joey P. Joe P. Zapia, and it's time to go back in time and draft the perfect team. That's right. Don't you wish you had a chance to go back in September and draft the greatest fantasy team in the history of the universe? Well, we're giving you that chance at FantasyPros.com because the Perfect Draft Challenge is back again for another season. So if you think you've got what it takes to win the Perfect Draft Challenge, well, go ahead, put your money where your mouth is. See if you can draft the most perfect fantasy team, knowing what you know now, looking at all the stats, looking at everything that we thought we knew, things that we thought we were sure about, turned out not to be sure. The one thing I'm always sure about is Pat Fitzmaurice is the best person to have whenever you have to do a perfect draft challenge, whether you know everything or nothing. And Pat, we know everything now, and we're still going to do our best to have the perfect draft. And it's nice, isn't it, to maybe go back and look at what could have been, not to mention so many of these guys like Kyren Williams and Puka Nacua, not to mention guys like Rushee Rice, who were mostly undrafted in many leagues, and the kind of impact they had. I'm sure we'll be drafting them today at some point.
I'm sure we will, Joe, getting those guys who slipped through to waivers and turned out to be absolute gems for the season. This is just a nice chance to correct all the missteps we made back in August. And there were a lot of missteps, much like a lot of my tee shots in golf, Joe. Mm-hmm. It's nice to have a mulligan sometimes. And we're going to take our mulligans here today and knock it out of the park this time.
No mulligans. No mulligans anymore. FantasyPros.com. Go find the perfect draft challenge. Go try it out for yourself. And don't forget, everybody, make sure you're also trying out DraftKings, because DraftKings is the place for you to start making some cash on the college football championship. That's here. We've got NFL playoffs here, and DraftKings Sportsbook is making sure you can throw down on the epic showdown at a shot at big bucks. So new customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets. Betting $5 on the championship game, that's all you got to do. Bet $5. Sounds pretty good to me. Make sure you're checking out all of our coverage over at bettingpros.com as well, and download that Betting Pros app so you can find all the best lines you can, and then go to DraftKings and bet them. Download that app now and use that promo code FantasyPros when you do. New customers can score 150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on college football. Coming up soon, only on DraftKings with that promo code FantasyPros. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources.
Okay, Pat, let's get into it right here. We have the number one spot. I think it's pretty easy. We're going to take CMC. Any argument or pushback on that pick?
Oh, none whatsoever, Joe. I believe in half-point PPR scoring. He outscored the next best running back by 102 points. So, that is a good way to start. And we know a lot of people took Justin Jefferson or Ja'Marr Chase number one. And if they could go back and correct that, I think going for CMC would be the move they would want to make.
Don't rub it in, Pat. All right, it's back to us for two picks here. We're on the clock. So do you want to go quarterback, wide receiver? Where do you want to go next?
Yeah, we've got some plans at running back later. So let's go wide receiver here, and let's start with Deebo Samuel, who had some big-time splash games this year. We want to capture those.
Okay, so the Deebo splash games are there now. As I mentioned, we have some leeway with running back Travis Etienne, though, still on the board. Certainly a guy who returned his fantasy value and then some. Or do you want to go maybe early quarterback, considering some of the guys we mentioned before at the top of the show, they're going to be available way late?
Yeah, I want to wait on quarterback, Joe, and let's go back to the well at wide receiver again, and let's go with DJ Moore, who was terrific much of the season, really clicked with Justin Fields, even had some success with Tyson Bagent when Fields was hurt.
Yeah, and that is a hard thing to do, especially considering DJ Moore. Remember week one against the Packers? I'm sure you do, where everybody was miserable with the two catches and the 25 yards. Ended up with 1,300 at the end of the day. Not too shabby. Heading into week 18, of course. All right, so back to us here. The board is still up. We got Amari Cooper at the top of the wide receiver board here for us. We've got Jonathan Taylor available for us, or some of the quarterbacks too. Not taking Joe Burrow, that's for sure. Dak Prescott's still out there. So where do you want to go next?
What do we have at tight end right now, Joe? Kittle, and is Hockenson still there? Or is
Kittle
he
is out there. Waller is still out there. But again, Laporte is another guy we could just wait and take later.
Let's go. We're going to need two tight ends, Joe. Laporta was terrific for much of the season, but he did have some lulls at points.
20 seconds. We got to make a pick.
Let's go Kittle.
Here. Kittle. Kittle it is. All right. So George Kittle is there. We get the Kittle splash games. We'll see how that goes for us. Back to running back, back to wide receiver. Where do you want to go next?
Let's go with Rashad White, Joe.
Rashad White.
Yeah, I think we're maybe reaching a little, and some people would have accused us of reaching to get him in the fifth round. I think he typically went in the sixth or seventh, but we know how much success he had. So
I love that pick. I love the Rashad White pick, and a lot of us were concerned about Baker Mayfield running that Tampa offense. Turned out much better, especially for Mike Evans, than a lot of us thought it might. All right, it's back to us again. Pacheco just went off the board, so where do you want to go next, Pat?
Let's go back to wide receiver, Joe. How about Brandon Ayuk?
Brandon Ayuk, Pittman's still out there too, but certainly Ayuk had a great season. So Brandon Ayuk right now, was he still available? That is the question. Did he fly off the board? He was available last round. He is gone. So do we pivot to Pittman or another wide receiver potentially? Again, there's some guys we can make up. Puka Nacua is still out there later. We don't have to worry too much. We do have the two wideouts. Do you want to go quarterback, lock in Dak? 20 seconds.
Let's go Mike Evans.
Can we have Mike Evans? That is the question. We can have Mike Evans. Love that pick. Oh, and look at us. We're getting celebrated. Jerry Jones loves it. That's all that matters. As long as Jerry Jones is happy with us, he's standing up and applauding. Love the little gifts there. All right, so he is on our roster. Where do we go next?
Oh, man, I'm very tempted to keep hammering the wide receiver position, Joe.
Quarterback's getting thin, Pat. Herbert, Lawrence, Prescott.
We got a plan for that, Joe. We got a plan.
Okay.
Is George Pickens still available?
George Pickens is still available, Pat.
Let's take Pickens to lock in some of his. Lord knows he was not consistent this year, but he did have some big games.
So Pickens over Pittman, just to be sure. That's what you want to do.
Let's do that, because I think Pittman was more steady, and we want the splash games. We want to get those. So
the splash games it is. Pickens. Pat likes to make a splash, so that's what we're going to do next. All right, so the pick is in. It's coming back to us. Prescott gone. Sky Moore. Aaron Rodgers gone. That's not going to work out well for that team, I can tell you that much. So let's continue on here with the next pick. Again, this is using some of the old ADP from back in August and September to make these simulated picks. So back to the QB position. Again, two is there. I don't know if that's your plan or you're pivoting to Brock Purdy, perhaps, or CJ Stroud. Where do you want to go with the next pick?
We're going to go with the late round quarterback here, Joe. How about Devon Achane at running back?
Okay. Devon Achane at running back. Get some of those splash games. Certainly, Achane had many of those. There's no doubt about that. And again, if you don't find the player right on the board right away, you can always use that search feature to find the name you're looking for. So Achane is locked in. No applause for us. We'll see if that turns out better or worse. Let's take a quick break in the action to tell you about TrophySmack.com, the place to find unique and customizable fantasy trophies, belts, rings, and loser awards, and more. Trophy Smack offers over 1,000 unique trophy and championship belt combinations, and their easy-to-use design tool allows you to uniquely customize your hardware using full photos, logos, and original artwork, and more. Visit TrophySmack.com today and get 10% off with that promo code PROS10. Minimum $24 purchase required. Expires 1/31/24. So step up your celebration game today at TrophySmack.com. And now, back to the action. So Achane is on the board for us. Is it time? Again, we've got only so many spots left. So we've got Kyren Williams, Puka, and Rushee Rice. We definitely want to get on this team, right?
Yep. I think we can wait a little bit, Joe. So why don't we go with Raheem Mostert and lock up those Miami running backs?
Look at you. Do you think that Mostert took it personally? You drafted Achane ahead of him?
probably, but yeah. I'm sure he can forgive us.
I can understand.
Achan was going earlier back in August, you know?
All right, here we go, Pat. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4 spots remaining. We mentioned 3 of the players we like, and Laporta, another player we like too. We need a defense and a QB. How do you want to run this?
Let's just lock up Sam Laporta, Joe. Let's take care of business there.
Laporta it is. Laporta is on the team. That's one pick. Ron Burgundy says it doesn't make sense, but I disagree with Ron Burgundy here in the corner. I think it absolutely does. All the judging, it's harsh. It's harsh. I'm not going to lie, Draft Wizard. All right, let's get to the next pick here. We've got 40 seconds left on the clock. Where do you want to go?
How about Rashee Rice? Why don't we wait another round at him?
We got Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, and Rashee Rice. I think we got 3 spots. We got to get him in order.
Rice or Stroud, Joe?
Let's take Stroud first. You know what? Let's take Rice. I think we lock that in first. I'd be shocked if he went off this board. So we'll see if that helps us. It should, considering what an incredible end of the year performance he had. Great stretch run for him, becoming the real number one guy there. So looking at the quarterback board here, we have Kirk Cousins. That's not going to help us. Geno Smith, that's not going to help us. CJ Stroud is still out there. You want to go Stroud here and Kyren or Puka?
We need a QB. 2 bench spots.
Yeah.
All right, let's go
Kyren, Puka, and CJ Stroud. We can create this team right now, and we got 30 seconds left to do it. You want to go?
All right, let's go with Kyren right now.
Kyren right now. Well, we have 2 picks, so we're still good here.
Yeah. All right, so how about Kyren? And I think we should take Jordan Love instead of CJ Stroud, because he Love did not miss any time.
That's fine. Jordan Love it is. That's a great point you made there. Pat, that's why you're here, because it's the little details like that. Now we got the Top Gun high fives for the Jordan Love pick. That's got to be a good thing. Now it's Puka and a defense, I assume?
Yes. We got to go with Puka.
Puka it is. And then the defense is out there. 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, up and down, but certainly had a good year. Baltimore Ravens were another defense that finished very highly, looking for them. They're on the board. So you want to go Ravens, you want to go Cowboys or 49ers?
Let's go Cowboys, Joe.
Okay. How about them Cowboys? All right. So, Pat, I don't know what the score is going to be before we make the last pick. We've been playing around with this. 27 was my highest score. It was 27 and change. What was your highest score on your own, just out of curiosity? Oh,
man, I think mine might have been 27 as well.
Okay, well, see if maybe putting our brains together, we can do something better than that. So we will make this final pick here. The draft board is coming. Let's see what that score is, Pat. Oh, we are still stuck. 2,754.32. We finished 6th on this current leaderboard here with the robots. So I still like our team, Pat. As you can see, you can play again here. You can view the analysis of your team. You can share it on social media. Let's view the analysis, shall we, and kind of see what went right and what went wrong for us, and maybe talk about some of these other players as well. Pat, I thought we did pretty well. I'm worried maybe we laid a little bit too long on QB because we had more outs maybe a little bit later with some of those other big-time guys. I love the Mostert pick, but maybe an earlier QB, would that have helped us instead of Achan?
Yeah, perhaps. Maybe we could have done one less running back, one less wide receiver, and doubled up at quarterback, maybe taken Dak and gotten some of those big Dak games. You were kind of trying to steer me that way, Joe, and look what happens when I do not listen to Joe Pisapia.
Usually good things, I would say.
I always go awry.
Well, look, top players, Christian McCaffrey, Sam Laporta, obviously they had great seasons. Some of the steals of the draft you'll see here, Rashad White as the RB21. He finishes RB5, George Pickens as wide receiver 33. That's all you, Pat, finished as wide receiver 19. That was great. And then Achan was RB34, finished as RB22, but 34 in terms of draft. The sleeper picks, what a job on that Mostert call. Rashee Rice, Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua, and Mike Evans, 2 at the top. Really good. Maybe we'd have some trouble in the buys, but that's okay. I got to tell you, Pat, if you look at this roster, I think it's a pretty good one. Jordan Love, McCaffrey, Rashad White, Debo Samuel, DJ Moore. Then you've got George Pickens in the 3 spot at wide receiver, George Kittle, Flex and Mike Evans. Then Dallas Cowboys defense, Raheem Mostert, Achane, Laporta, Rushy Rice, Kyren Williams, Puka Nacua. Pat, that seems perfect to me, or close to it. I'm surprised we didn't do better, but I think this is a challenge for everybody else, don't you?
Yeah, I think so, Joe. I'm sure some of our listeners and viewers are going to be able to top us on that and see spots where we maybe didn't optimize our lineups. They're going to have fun playing around with that and trying to get a better score.
Well, that's the tougher thing. So if you think you're smarter than us, and I'm sure you think you do, go try it right now. FantasyPros.com. Look for that perfect draft tab. Just click on that bad boy and go ahead and keep drafting and drafting and drafting until you find perfection. And share your scores. Tag us over on X on social media. Let us know how you're doing. Maybe you have the best score on the planet. You can outscore us. Let us know how it's going and enjoy it. Again, go to FantasyPros.com so you can find the perfect draft. That'll do it for us. But the story of the game goes on. For Pat Fitzmaurice, I'm Joey P. We'll see you next time, kids.
Thanks for listening to the Fantasy Pros Fantasy Football Podcast. If you love the show, the best free way to support us is by leaving a positive review on Apple Podcasts at fantasypros.com/review or on Spotify. Follow us on X, Instagram, and TikTok at Fantasy Pros, and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/fantasypros.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.